When you think work, you think boots. You think boots, you think Ariat. You think grit, concrete, rain, and heat. And boots that never back down from any of it. You think comfort and durability that hold up on the job, off the clock, and every step in between. Because the day doesn't end when the job does. And from overtime to off-duty, you're thinking Ariat boots. Boots that show up, stand out, and always back you up. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find yours at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Back to Moneyline with Kevin Walsh and Donnie Wrightside.
Hour number two officially underway right here on Moneyline on a new week, new money Monday here. Time to find out where JP is going today. Pitcher prop, 7 o'clock hour or less. Actually, I did forget about a game, Oakland-St. Louis. I don't think JP is going Oakland or St. Louis either. So I'm going to go that JP is taking a pitching prop with Framber Valdez, K-props to the over. How about that?
That is not where I am going. I'm going to go to Max Fried tonight.
Max Fried, okay, going up against the Yanks. Now explain yourself here. What do we got?
I mean, the Yankees, all they do is strike out. We got Max Fried on the mound. The Yankee season died this weekend, so it's time for them to go out there and look like a dead horse, which they are, so it's time.
I mean, it really did implode. It really did implode. You're taking a look tonight, too. 90-degree weather, so cue up the bats for the Atlanta Braves to get popping out there tonight. All right. So Major League Baseball, we got a lot of topics to talk about today. We'll spend some time talking Major League Baseball, and if we have enough time, we'll get back to football here and what we think. But basically in hour number one, talking about some of the younger quarterbacks, also taking the Ravens as my future here on the FanDuel Sportsbook, 18-1 to win the Super Bowl was a max $100 wager. Each win up to 10 wins on the season, you get $10 back. So what you're trying to do with this wager is eventually getting a free roll on the Ravens at 18-1. And if they make the playoffs, which I think they do, and win a round in the playoffs, then you can turn that 18-1 ticket into some money if you feel like hedging or if you just let it ride out. We'll see what happens there, but that's the way we're going. All right, let's take a look at the pitchers here, people. This is how we get down. Who to fade, who not to fade. I got 17 pitchers on my card today. Eligible. 6 weeks of pitching, minimum of 20 innings pitched. Taking a look at the XFIP numbers. Now, yesterday I had a ball. 3-1 in team totals. The only one I missed yesterday was it the Reds, I think? I think the Reds maybe in game one. Didn't get any RBI prop in that game to cash for me. Didn't get the team total, but the other ones were very lucrative and very profitable, even if one of the worst things, because, like, again, I don't watch the games. I watch them pretty much through my phone app, which rings to my watch in the games I set up. Like when a run scores, it buzzes my phone. Boop, boop, boop. And like, ooh, let me look at my phone. All right, Mookie Betts, double, 2-run score, which cashes an RBI prop and cashes a double RBI prop at plus 450 for him to get two RBI. So those are the fun ones. But I also got an update in the middle of the lineup. I love Amad Rosario. Had a couple base knocks in that game, which included a single to right field with Muncy on second base. Cole Tucker misplayed the ball. Muncy scored. And able to get to second base was who? Amad Rosario. Runner scores. Buzzes my phone. Amad Rosario singles to right field. Max Muncy scores. Boom! 205 in the pocket. I go to check my account 5 minutes later. I'm like, oh, that's interesting. They didn't pay out here at Bet365. Usually they pay out really fast. But they didn't that time, because they charged the error to the right fielder, Cole Tucker, and that run didn't score. What scored, but it didn't get paid out as an RBI. Sometimes those are tough. But if we're looking at the top five pitchers on the card tonight, out of 17 eligible pitchers, number one is Tyler Glasnow, 2.46 XFIP. He should be hell on wheels tonight against the Giants in a pitcher's ballpark. Now, granted, they played yesterday at home. They're flying 3,000 miles. Sometimes that does have an impact. Dome to outdoors. Okay. But I still think Tyler Glasnow is going to have a decent night. Logan Gilbert, Seattle Mariners, number two, 5-0 over the past 7 starts, over the past 6 weeks. 45 1/3 innings pitched. 3.52 XFIP. Very good. Braxton Garrett, Miami Marlins, 3.55. Sean Manea of the Giants, I'm showing him here. 25 and a third innings pitch, 3.69. Brady Singer, fifth overall here for the Kansas City Royals. Probably never would have thought that, right? 3.72 xFIP number. A lot of guys in the middle there, right? Rodriguez, Walker, Sandoval, Framber Valdez, Merrill Kelly. They're all in that top 10 here. Now as we start to get to the bottom, and again, I usually like to bet something five or over. But if you want to do that like a little roundup, like a 4.9, sometimes you'll be able to go with it. So the pitchers, there's two of them today that I am looking to fade. That's Quinn Priester of the Pittsburgh Pirates. Over the past 6 weeks, he's 2-1 through five starts, 23 and two-thirds innings pitched. But he's got a 4.92 xFIP number. By the way, his ERA, terrible, 8.75. Horrendous. But if we take a look at the worst pitcher on the card for me that I'm fading and I used in my same-game parlay, that's J.P. Sears of the Oakland Athletics. 38 and a third innings pitched, 5.42 xFIP here. So my same-game parlay today, Tommy Edman, Nolan Gorman, each to record a base hit. Lars Nootbaar to record a run. That's plus 301. Sears can't get left-handed batters out, so I wanted to make sure I put two of those in there. And that's Nootbaar, and that's Gorman. Tommy Edman is a switch hitter, but he's got a, I think it was a 500, I want to say, weighted on base percentage or ISO power number, something ridiculous against left-handed pitchers over the past 30 days. So that's where I went in my same-game parlay. But we're going to take a look at this baseball card coming up just after the break here and see if we can find some of these RBI props that make some sense. But again, we are looking to fade Priester of the Pirates and Sears of the Oakland Athletics. We'll see if we can get some double downs tonight. We'll take a look at the prices, too, to score two RBIs or more. But let's hit that Major League Baseball card hard and have some fun. Sonny Wright's out on a Monday here. New week, new money. Let's get after it next right here on The Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com. Work.
Let's get after it here. Monday nights. Not football. Major League Baseball. Boy, oh boy. We're not too far away from Monday night action, which I know we'll all be fired up for in the National Football League. And by the way, the first Monday night game, is that Monday, September 11th? Buffalo Bills, New York Jets, -1.5 favorite for the Buffalo Bills. Can you feel it here? I mean, we hear this, right? That's the New York Jets theme music, people. They'll be out and about on Monday night football to start the season, huh? Oh, I'm looking forward to it. See that? Just gets me fired up right there. Talking about Monday night football. My goodness. Get your week started in style, right? Banger Monday night. Boy, the first week of NFL. Doesn't it feel like Christmas? Maybe it's better than Christmas. Live bullets all over the place. Action. Fun. You're getting your millionaire maker teams in here with FanDuel, DraftKings, whoever. Betting props, anytime touchdown scores market. Oh, my goodness, make it happen here. Make it happen. By the way, in hour number two, you can make it happen as well. 844-843-6879. Phone lines are open. Also, hashtag SG Moneyline. If you have any action that you got into play tonight, any questions, any breakdowns, and also, who do you think is going to win the NFL Championship in 2023? But let's get to the Major League Baseball card here today. Went over the pitchers that we're looking to fade. Once again, just to give a short recap on that, two pitchers. Quinn Priester of the Pittsburgh Pirates, J.P. Sears of the Oakland Athletics. So let's take a look at those two games just to start here. Because the fade would be, again, against Sears. Now here's the interesting part. If we narrow it down to this season and the last 30 days, Sears is a left-handed pitcher. He's really struggled with left-handed batters, which is interesting, isn't it? He has average numbers against right-handed batters, but he's way off the charts, even over the past 30 days with left-handed batters themselves. Nootbaar, as I said, is a lefty. Gorman is a lefty. And then we're going to take also Tommy Edman, who, by the way, is a 500 ISO power number. Limited at bats, though, over the past 30 days against left-handed pitching. But nonetheless, ridiculous numbers that he has. So that same game parlay, Newt Barr to score a run, Gorman to get a base hit along with Tommy Edman. That's a plus 301. But if we're looking at this game itself, let me go to Bet365. Log in and take a look, because I want to see what some of these RBI props are lining up. So if we're trying to say to ourselves, which way would you go? And again, we don't have the official starting lineups out just yet. We don't have those. First pitch for this game, 7:45 p.m. Eastern. But if we're lining up a team that does extremely well against left-handed pitchers over the past month, it's the St. Louis Cardinals. Look at the first seven batters in the lineup here, just looking at their weighted on-base percentage. Newt Barr, 407. Goldschmidt, 365. Arenado, 337. Contreras, 459. Gorman, 500. Tyler O'Neill, 483. Tommy Edman, 470. How's this team not even in the playoff race, by the way, with a team like that? Unbelievable. But again, J.P. Sears, ridiculous. ISO power number, 667. Weighted on base percentage, 668. Almost unheard of numbers. So that's why I was focusing more on lefties than righties. But even overall, like 5.42 XFIP is disastrous. So if we're out here shopping some of these props, I'm going to take a look at the RBI props singular and also RBI props to double up, which I had a lot of fun doing. Didn't post the double up props because I don't really know if it's worth that while. I mean, it's hard enough getting one RBI, but you finally have to get one, you know, home run. Oh, that's a two-run home run, three-run home run. Or yesterday with Mookie Betts, all you were hoping for is a couple runners on base for the guy. He finally gets that and doubles, which drove in two runs, which cashed that right away. I was even hitting guys with the Pittsburgh Pirates at 9-1 yesterday that I posted. Like, it makes sense. You got to bet it. Like, you don't want to leave that money on the table. But if we're taking a look at the St. Louis Cardinals here, RBI props, right? I just told you I like Tommy Edman to get on. He's plus 220, Tommy Edman, to record an RBI tonight. Nolan Gorman, plus 195. In the leadoff spot there, Lars Newt Barr, plus 230. You're getting really good prices there. Now, here's where it gets interesting. Because, again, they are nice. Like, hit one or two of those, it's like, man, what a great start to the day, right? But if you bet them to get two RBI tonight, and by the way, yesterday, I hit both my two RBIs with the Oakland Athletics. Seth Brown yesterday, which I believe was around like a 4 or 5 to 1, but also had Zach Gelof who had two, and I think he was 750. Like today, to get two RBIs, let's just say if you were in that spot here once again, Gelof, 9 to 1. Seth Brown, plus 650. It's incredible what some of these numbers are. Now, the guys I was looking at once again, Tommy Edman to get two RBI tonight against J.P. Sears. Or again, actually, it doesn't have to be J.P. Sears. It could be anybody in that game. 9-1 price. Nolan Gorman, 8-1 price. Lars Newt Barr, 10-1 to get two RBI. He's got a 407 weighted on base percentage. Now, granted, he's a leadoff guy, so you're burning that off the bat. Then again, if he does get the solo home run to lead off the game, that's one. But if, you know, Edmund, Walker, or Baker get on base, he can drive those in. Especially if we're looking at good temperatures tonight in St. Louis, which we do have. 77 degrees at first pitch, 11-mile-an-hour blowing out to right field. That helps left-handed batters as well. Get a hold of one. Get it up in the jet stream. Away and goodbye. And hopefully it's a two-run shot there, right? But that's where I'm going in that game. I do think we get runs. You probably may even get them both ways in this. Miles Michaelis, a 4.39 XFIP number. He's no genius right now on the mound. 8 starts over 42 innings over the past 6 weeks. ERA isn't bad, 3.64, but that elevated XFIP number. But again, J.P. Sears is the guy that we're going to start to attack. Now, if we take a look overall, where's the other game we're going to? Pittsburgh, Quinn Priester, going up against the New York Metropolitans. Now, if I look at Priester's numbers, they're embarrassing. 115 batters, which is all the batters he's faced in Major League Baseball, have come over the past 30 days. 265 ISO weighted on base percentage, 417. Lefties hammering him, and so are right-handed batters. So if we're looking in the lineup today for the New York Mets, I understand the Mets are bad. So what? They're still trying to get base hits here. First five to six guys in the lineup, we might have something here. Brandon Nimmo, 340 weighted on base percentage. Francisco Lindor, 388. Pete Alonso, 400. And by the way, Pete Alonso, 81 at-bats against right-handed pitching past 30 days. 324 ISO power number. So let's have some fun. Let's check in here. Bet365. We'll go to a game with the Mets and the Pirates. You know you're not going to get great bullpen action. Also, keep in mind this. This game's going to be played in Citi Field. 80 degrees at first pitch. 8-mile-an-hour winds blowing out the left field. Optimum hitting conditions. Player props in this game from a Mets perspective. So let's just say singular RBI, right? Let's take a look at some of the guys who could be in play. Brandon Nimmo, plus 200. Francisco Lindor, plus 145. Now, Pete Alonso, look at Pete Alonso to get an RBI tonight, people, plus 140. Are you kidding me? Who's not in with Pete tonight? And by the way, on the FanDuel Sportsbook, there is a 30% odds boost there. So I'm not checking FanDuel just yet to see what their RBI prop is. They're usually lower than 365, but a lot of those boosts push them higher. But come on now. Pete Alonso's got to be on your card tonight. And also, I will be playing both New York Mets and St. Louis Cardinals team totals tonight. They're in play. So get those out there. Cardinals, Mets team totals, and we'll have multiple RBI props. And by the way, if you're looking for an over, I mean, Carlos Carrasco also is on the mound. He stinks. So those Pittsburgh Pirates were kind to me yesterday. Like Leover Piguero? Yeah. He had two RBIs yesterday. 9-1 cashing for your boy DRS. And by the way, the ISO power numbers off the chain for the Pirates. We might have to look Pirates today, people. Come on back. Let's talk about it. Major League Baseball and more right here on The Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Oh, yeah, right back out of here. By the way, you know, sometimes you just stumble into some things. You go, you know what? My mind's made up here. New York Mets are going to get my money with a team total. Donnie, you idiot, they stink. It doesn't matter if they stink. Matter of fact, it's even better if their pitchers stink, because then at least you got to get up to the plate and hack away. The one thing that we do know about Major League Baseball here that we love is the simple fact is it's an individualized sport. You know that, you know, let's look at the anticipated lineup for the Mets today. Nimmo. Is Nimmo coming up just striking out every time? Like, man, just get me to the end of this 6 weeks. I want to golf. Is Francisco Alvarez going, you know what? I'm tired of catching. He's going to get thrown out of this game. I don't even care anymore. Francisco Lindor, monster contracts. He's sitting back going, like, hey, I got paid a lot of money. Who cares if I even bat 190 the rest of the way? No. These guys, when it comes to hitting, take it very seriously because that's how they get paid. Forget about this. Forget about fielding at this point, right? These guys want to hit. And by the way, when I say you have fun stumbling into some things, are we just going to take maybe a total in this game itself, too? Pittsburgh Pirates, New York Mets, 10? Yeah, it's a lot. I get it. I just told you, though. Weather's 80 degrees with the wind blowing out. Two teams going nowhere this year. They're probably just going to be trying guys out in the bullpen, it feels like. But as much as I just talked about the Mets, like, there's a couple guys live in this, right? Priester's a bad pitcher. Vogelbach, Alonso, Lindor, Nimmo. Well, again, we're not saying we're taking all of this in, right? But when I look at the Pittsburgh Pirates who yesterday, I did take a team total. It was 4.5. They got the 5 runs yesterday. Probably should have had more. But I did get multiple RBIs out of Piguero, which was awesome. But if you take a look, now they are a high K-rate team, the Pittsburgh Pirates. So a lot of guys in that lineup with 30-plus, you know, percent strikeout percentage. And quite frankly, if you look at starting with McCutchen, again, anticipated lineup tonight. 25% K rate, Rivas 31%, Hayes 30%, Sawinski 32%, Rodriguez 32%, Figueroa 36%, Williams 27%. See, we're going here. They K a lot, but my goodness, like these guys are swinging on it. Look at the ISO power numbers for the Pirates over the past 30 days against right-handed pitching. And keep in mind, Carrasco's really struggled this entire season. Palacios has a 250. And again, if you never hear a lot of like ISO power numbers, that's isolated power. That's what they're doing with their at-bats. Doubles, triples, home runs. Get it? Anything above one, put it at 175. If you're 175 or higher, you're doing your job as a batter. Palacios, 250. Brian Reynolds, 246. Rivas, 370. Cabrian Hayes, 318. Sawinski, 182. Rodriguez, 271. Piguero, 263. I think we might have stumbled into something here. We might have to load up. Might have to be like a trifecta game, right? Team total Pirates, team total Mets, over 10, multiple RBI shots. Whew. See, I thought coming into today, I had a game plan that was going to be like, okay, we're just looking at two pitchers, that's it. We might have just expanded into three pitchers and a free-for-all in the Pirates-Met games tonight in Queens. Something to keep an eye on there. But there are all other games here, by the way, that matter quite a bit. Maybe we don't bet on those. Houston Astros, Miami Marlins. Astros trying to track down the Texas Rangers in the AL West. The Miami Marlins, again, if the season ended right now, they'd be in the playoffs in the third wildcard spot. Massive series between those two teams. Yankees and the Braves. Who knows what the Yankees are going to do? You had a game in your back pocket with your ace on the mound who was filthy yesterday, and you blew that lead in the ninth inning. Embarrassing, and that might be a layover for them. Should have said layover hangover, right? Leave town, then still be on the road. Got to take on the Braves, who are hot as all get out at the plate. It's almost like you just take, because again, Clark Schmidt isn't a great pitcher, but he's also not a terrible pitcher. On the card today, 11th out of 17, 404 xFIP number. But it's almost like sometimes it doesn't matter with the Braves. Like, oh, the Braves haven't scored through three innings? All right. Well, there they go. Five runs over the next two innings combined. That's what they do. That's what they do. Angels, Rangers. Heavy favorite here for Texas. Max Scherzer's on the mound. Known pitcher, right? Well, if we're lining these pitchers up today, Patrick Sandoval is 8th over the past 6 weeks in xFIP at 3.98. Max Scherzer, 12th at 4.16. But again, it's the Angels at the plate. It's basically the fighting Ohtanis. He hits a home run. He doesn't hit a home run. They don't score. Whatever happened. Coming around the break, too, right? Hot as all get out at the plate. I'm saying, like, boy, Moniak, Moustakas, Ohtani, Crone, Grichuk, Trout coming back. What happened to that team? It's what we told you was going to happen to that team. Nobody believed in that team getting the playoff race. Nobody. There's not a single person who was like, yeah, geared up now. Should be able to roll. Nobody was doing that. So make your bed and sleep in it now. We'll see where that finishes up. But also the one interesting one too. When I talk about the Padres, I think the Padres now are like 50 to 1, 55 to 1 at most outlets to win the World Series, which is a great price. But they've showed me nothing. Like a heartless group, gutless, quite frankly, for San Diego. Now, hear me out on this, too. Like, Yu Darvish is on the mound. That well-known pitcher, he should dominate tonight, right? He's got a 4.29 xFIP over the past 6 weeks. 3-1 through 7 starts, 40 and a third innings. He's got a very good ERA at 290. But he struggles at times. Grayson Rodriguez has a 3.83 xFIP number. Take a look at both of these pitchers last 30 days. Let's just focus on that. Grayson Rodriguez, ISO power number off the charts, dominant. 0.040. That's awesome. Weighted on base percentage low at 248. He's in his groove right now against batters. Let's flip it over to Yu Darvish. 122 batters he's faced, 164 ISO, slightly below average, so it's basically an average pitching performance out of him. Season, 167, right in the same realm. Weighted on base percentage for the season for Darvish, 501 batters he's faced, 319, right about average. But last 30 days, lefties have been getting to him. 300 ISO power number. Weighted on base percentage, 375. So when you line up tonight, the Baltimore Orioles, let's go over the lineup. And I just told you here, Darvish struggling with left-handed batters. Rutschman, lefty. Henderson, lefty. Santander, lefty. O'Hearn, lefty. Mullins, lefty. That's five. First five batters of the game, we anticipate, all lefties. Then you get Mountcastle, who's crushing right-handed pitching in the six hole. Then you get back to Adam Frazier, lefty. Ramon Urias, right-hander. Colton Cowser, lefty. Nine batters in the lineup tonight for the Baltimore Orioles. Seven of those batters will be lefties. Kryptonite for you, Darvish, left-handed batters. See where I'm going with this here? So most people tonight would look at that line and say to themselves, well, you, Darvish. You got to take you, Darvish, over Grayson Rodriguez. But as we look at Grayson Rodriguez over the past 30 days compared to you, Darvish, like night and day. Night and day. And if you're taking a look here at the overload, let me go to the FanDuel Sportsbook and get the updated odds for this game. Minus 142 for the Padres. Plus 120 for the Baltimore Orioles. Let's take a look at some numbers here. Do we have stats? I think we do here. Who's betting what? Oh, they don't show up here. Okay. Not like football season. You'll be able to click on stats, and it'll show who's betting what. But it doesn't show that here baseball-wise. So if I go to another data outlet here, and how about this? This is interesting, right? Because you see what I'm telling you guys? This says market percentage. Spread numbers, 87% of the wagers coming in on the Baltimore Orioles. 87%. And actually, at the FanDuel Sportsbook, they open up at minus 138. It's higher at 142. So if you are looking at that false flag type game that I like to call it, San Diego technically would be a sharp side here in this environment. But I'm not buying it here. Am I taking a side in this game? No, I'm not. I'm just laying out what I think. And sometimes you don't like to get caught up and say, oh, the market percentage is like, you like to think you're outthinking the book, which would be, okay, everybody wants to bet you, Darvish. That's not the case. I do think Baltimore is the better team tonight overall. And as we said, Baltimore in first place in the AL East. The San Diego Padres have basically been pretenders for the first three quarters of the season. And I don't see any way out. And this is a team that a week and a half ago, I'm like, you know what? I'm going to throw a couple dollars down. I think I can make something on the back end of this, right? And that's not happening. It's really not. So we're hoping that this, you know, sort of kicks in for the Padres. They do have a soft point in their schedule coming up in September, but it might not even matter at that point. They might be seven or eight back, and at that point, they're not making up any ground here in the wild card race. That $30 bet, too, is going to pay $1,500. And again, I would have never made it to the $1,500, to be honest with you, though, because I would have hedged out anyway. But let's just say you could have turned $33 into $800. Like, sign me up all day long for that. So we'll see how that one plays out. But that's just the vibe there for the Padres, right? Where you feel like, oh, good, you, Darvish, is on the mound. This should be a dominant effort by the Padres. That hasn't come to fruition whatsoever. It just hasn't. But we do have a good card for a Monday. And by the way, shout out Major League Baseball. Has done a very good job this year of not leaving us hanging on too many days, like three or four games. Nine-game card on a Monday. And pretty soon we won't even be worried about Monday baseball because the NFL will be cranking on Monday nights. But good to see it out there. We are going to make money tonight. It's just a matter of which way we're actually going. It's Moneyline on a Monday. Sports Grid Network. I'm Donnie Wrightside. Be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Right back at it here. I'll be having fun in hour number two. Going over multiple games. And by the way, we will be in action tonight. Don't have the card finalized just yet. But again, this is one thing that will be factual today. Team totals that we're hitting today. St. Louis Cardinals, that'll be on my card. And also the New York Mets. But debating right now, are we going with the Pittsburgh Pirates team total as well? That line hovering at 10 as a total, so take 11 to cash. I think we get some numbers in also. Just from an RBI perspective here. Plus 140 or so on Pete Alonso to get an RBI tonight on Priester? Come on now. Who's involved in that? That might have to be my 30% shot here at the FanDuel Sportsbook, which leads me to believe. Let's take a look at what his number is today. Let's see here. So we'll go and log in because I just want to see what it is. There's a 30% profit boost, not odds boost, excuse me, on the FanDuel Sportsbook in Major League Baseball today. So if we go to the Mets, who I think maybe my favorite batter is Pete Alonso. Let's just see. The RBI market for Pete here. See that? Here's the difference. And this is why it's always important to shop around. I know Bet365 is not in every market here. But if I go, and I got to, and again, you know what? To make me commissioner of the sports books, you're not allowed to log me out. Once I log in, leave me logged in. Every 5 minutes getting bounced. I'm trying to find some of these statistics here. And it's just like, nope, 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 not going to allow you. So as I said, like, ooh, maybe I want to take my 30% odds boost here on Pete Alonso. And if you do that, that raises him to plus 130. That's a 30% profit boost here. 30%. But if I go to Bet365 and say to myself, oh, look, it's already dropping, so I better get involved in this now. So while you guys are on the phone right now, I am going to take Pete Alonso because he's down to plus 135 when he was at plus 140. And I'm also going to go here with a double down. For him to get two RBI, I'm just going to lock this. That's 5-1 for Pete Alonso, by the way, to get two RBI or more tonight. So go plus 135 price point here on one RBI and 5-1 here on him to get two RBI. So I just locked that one in. It's the only one I locked in so far. And also, let's go ahead. You know what? Forget about that 30%. We can take that in another market here. I'm going to make sure we find an RBI prop that makes some sense. But again, I already told you guys, and we might as well just get this going now, is team total on the New York Mets. I'm going to make that up right now. All right, so let's just see what happens here. All right, so let's go team total on the Mets. Let me see what we got here. Sometimes a little bit harder to find. Scroll down all the way to the bottom. So we got the New York Mets, 5.5, which means they got to get the 6. But look at the price point here. Plus 116 here. So if we take a look, let's just see what we got here. The Pirates are at 4.5. So if they're 5.5, 116, let me just do a quick check here. Let me see what we got. Team total here. I'm not used to. Okay, there we go. Team props. Got it. Got it. So if we're looking here, and I'm just trying to scroll down, it is 5.5 plus 105. So the odds are better at FanDuel. So if you took, let's just say, the 30, we'll take Pete Alonso out of there since we already bet him. We're not going to bet him here again at a lower price at the FanDuel Sportsbook. Let's look at 5.5. And if you use that 30% odds boost or profit boost, excuse me, it goes to 151. Like, the Mets score 6 times, then you get a plus 151 price. But sometimes, I don't know. I do think they get there, but still, 6 is 6. And for a home team, it's interesting. I think I might save that profit boost here for something a little bit later. But I don't know if you're going to get any worse than the plus 116. So let's go ahead right now. I told you guys I was taking the wager here on the New York Mets. So we'll put that in. I won't use a boost on that. We'll just go plus 116. At a quarter unit there for that. So that's locked in as well. And also, I told you guys before, if we're going to be doing numbers, and I like this, we're doing it live on the air. So I'm also going to tweet these out, screenshot them. But if you're listening along, told you I was going to take these, and I still am going to do that. Now, the Pittsburgh Pirates here, it does look like I have Priester across the card, but the FanDuel Sportsbook, it doesn't list a pitcher. But I'm going to go ahead and take that team total anyway at this point. But also for that J.P. Sears, St. Louis Cardinals game. Let's see what their team total is here on the FanDuel Sportsbook. So it looks like we're getting a little bit better pricing here on FanDuel than we are Bet365 on team totals. So let me scroll all the way down here. Okay, alternate lines, Cardinals. The Cardinals are at 5.5 at a plus 116 price. So they're both at that number. Let me see what we got on Bet365 just to see what the differences are. But I got a feeling that FanDuel is going to be better here. Team props. Okay, so we got that here. Team totals. Wait a second, Ring. I was going to say 4.5. We're getting a bargain here. I actually clicked the wrong game. Come on now. Where's St. Louis Cardinals at? Let's go. Cardinals. There we go. I thought I picked the right game. Why did it show up as a different one there? Team props. And we'll see what that team total is here. Cardinals are 4.5 at minus 145, which is interesting there. Do you want to take the 5.5, which means 5 to win? I think we're going to take the 4.5 here. I think that makes some sense. So we'll go ahead and take that one. St. Louis Cardinals over 4.5, minus 145. So those two team totals are in. The only question is, are we going to get it on a third one here with the Pittsburgh Pirates? But I am going to save that profit boost here to find something on an RBI number that makes some sense, right? So I think we can get involved in that. But I do like the fact that we're already in on Pete Alonso, plus 135 price, which again, on FanDuel, if you weren't even using a profit boost, that's only plus 100. See the differences there? And over time, when you hit those, they really, really add up. So that's the angle that we're going to play on both of those. I like that, though. So we're involved in the process. If you guys want to reach out here, you can still get through. Hashtag SG Moneyline. And also, just a few more minutes on the phone lines will be open. 844-843-6879. So the Major League Baseball card getting a little exciting here. Just going to finalize exactly who we have on RBI props there for St. Louis. See if we're going to get involved in the Pittsburgh Pirates team total. And also if we want to get involved in the Pittsburgh Pirates for any RBI props. Which if we're going to take team totals, we're going to take props there for RBI as well. But also from a Mets perspective, I am going to have more props than just Pete Alonso. But I knew that price point there. I think it was plus 140 when we were talking about a little bit earlier in the show. Once I saw that FanDuel price, I'm like, you know what, that's only going to drop at this point. Pete Alonso might be my favorite batter on the card tonight. So getting him at that plus 135 to get one RBI, plus two RBIs tonight, that is a 5-to-1 price. So I think that makes some pretty good sense at this point here. Just want to also get this out here. Football comment. Taking a look at Jonathan Taylor and the Indianapolis Colts and what's going on in that situation here. He wants to be paid. It doesn't look like he's going to be paid. The owner basically said, you're lucky to be a running back in the NFL, and I don't care how good you are, you're not going to get paid, which is an interesting tactic to take because if you're looking from a perspective of who can actually afford a running back and pay him top dollar, it's probably the Colts. You have Gardner Minshew under contract, makes like $1 million a year, whatever it is. Also, a rookie quarterback that you drafted in the top 10, he's not making any money for a couple years. So you just wanted to keep Jonathan Taylor happy. You rip up his current contract, give him a 2-year extension of big money. You wear him out. Maybe it works, maybe it doesn't. By the time you got to pay your quarterback, if he is a franchise guy, your running back will not be making $20 million, $15 million, or $10 million a year at that point. And that's what you really would be looking at this point. But the fact that he showed up to camp, then Shane Steichen, the head coach, goes, yeah, he's in the building rehabbing at this point, only to leave a few hours later, and they say, well, he left the building and he's rehabbing at some out-of-state facility, which is always makes me laugh. Like, what is it, in a strip mall somewhere? Next to a pizza shop and a Wawa or a convenience store? Like, where is he actually working out at this point? But when is he coming back? Because Shane Steichen said they expect him to be back this week. Why? He's unhappy at this point here. And I know he's probably getting fined by the day, but what's going to bring him back and what's going to get him excited here? And also the FanDuel Sportsbook, as of this morning, they weren't posting any numbers on Jonathan Taylor. And rightfully so. We don't know how long or how happy he's going to be, which means, hey, you know what? I got an injury here to my leg in weeks one or week two, and away you go at that point. Sits the rest of the year out, gets paid, and goes, I'll try this thing again next year where if you're going to tag me, I'm still going to be upset, but at least I'm going to get paid well over $10 million a year, which is probably what the tag will be in that range for him next season. But it's very rare in the NFL that even at the running back position, you get to your final year of your rookie contract and you're a dominant running back and your organization tells you they don't want to pay you in that instance here. But that's the new wave here, just the way it goes. And by the way, taking a look here this week, preseason football games. I'm only showing one. You know what? I don't think I even have games up here. Let me just check FanDuel to see what we have because my one odds board just showing the Eagles game on a Thursday night, which I know isn't the case here. All right, so we do got a full board. We have Thursday night football, which would be the Browns and the Eagles. And the Eagles are the home team here. So they'll be taking on the Cleveland Browns and practicing against the Browns here in Philadelphia over the next couple days. And NFL teams now look at the preseason as just, you know, let's get some hitting here and see how the guys do on a game day dress rehearsal. But they put much, much more into these joint practices here with other teams because it's a more controlled environment. They can go 7-7. They can 7-on-7. Excuse me. They can go red zone. They can go goal line. They can run plays over and over to get them right. So that's something to keep an eye on. Friday night football games, there are two of them. The Carolina Panthers and the New York Giants, Cincinnati Bengals and the Atlanta Falcons. Then we hit the Saturday games here, afternoon slate, and there's a bunch of them that are stacked up there. Let's see if we have Sunday football this week also. Looks like we do. Sunday, one game here. Looks like it's the Saints and the Chargers, and that is at Los Angeles. And I guess that would be, what's the 21st? So I guess the next Monday night, we also have a game, which would be the Ravens and the Commanders. How about that for Monday Night Football opening? Now, the reason why it's big is nobody really cares about preseason other than the Baltimore Ravens. Going for win number 25 in a row in the preseason. They haven't lost a preseason game since 2015. They're four-point favorites here against the Washington Commanders, which, again, even though we're taking a look at the Philadelphia Eagles, who lost to the Baltimore Ravens by a point, I thought the Ravens would cover the 6 points here, and they had that seven-point lead with roughly 7 minutes to go before throwing a pick six at that point. But then again, the Ravens, all they care about is winning. So in the FanDuel Sportsbook, it actually says, Baltimore Ravens to win all of their 2023 preseason games, which means versus the Eagles, which they won already, then versus the Commanders and the Buccaneers. So they got to win two more games, and they currently have a 24-game win streak. If you think they're going to beat the Commanders and the Bucs, the price point is only plus 100. So if we're looking at both of those games, you could probably just roll your money over. Take the money line at minus 200 and then whatever it's going to be against the Buccaneers and roll it over again. You probably get more money back that way than just taking a plus 100 at this point. But they are four-point favorites over the Commanders on Monday Night Football. We'll see if that one does stick there. But the anticipation of week one games that we're heading into here, it's going to be a lot of fun. When the Bullets go live here, there are a couple instances that we're going to want to take a look at. And again, I told you, I took the Baltimore Ravens at an 18-1 price to win the Super Bowl here. Not necessarily to say they can win the Super Bowl and will, but I think they're going to be a playoff team. And as long as they win one playoff game, which they'll be capable of, if they win their division and get a home game, that ticket you can turn into money on the back end of it there. The Ravens and the Texans opening day, -9.5 for the Ravens, the largest spread on opening weekend. We expect them to win that football game rather easily there, but there's a lot of good ones, which do include Monday Night Football, September 11th. In northern New Jersey, the Buffalo Bills and the New York Jets. And the Bills, a slight favorite there at -1.5. Quick little segment coming up before we get you out of here for the afternoon. Sonny Wrightside here on a Monday, right here on the Sports Grid Network. We'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Quick little segment before we get you out of here for the afternoon. Coming up next, Coast to Coast. So keep it right here with the Sports Grid Network throughout the afternoon. Let's wrap up what we were talking about today. A lot of Major League Baseball, which includes team totals that we've already bet. One on the Cardinals, 4.5 at -145. And then we took a shot here on the New York Mets at a +116 price at over 5.5. RBI props already underway. Pete Alonso to record at least one RBI at a +135 price and to record two or more RBI tonight. That is at a 5-1 price. Also, FanDuel Sportsbook same game parlay today, which I gave out earlier on the early line. That is Tommy Edman and Nolan Gorman each to record a hit of the St. Louis Cardinals. And also Lars Nootbaar to record a run. When that happens, that three legs, that turns into a 3-1 parlay. And we're going to go ahead and do that as well. JP, where are you going today once again with your action tonight in Major League Baseball?
Yeah, we're going to look to that Yankees game. We're going to take Max Fried over on strikeouts.
There you go. Max Fried over on strikeouts. Good luck if anybody out here is actually fading the Atlanta Braves at this point. So we're going to ask right now the gambling gods if we are going to have a solid night in Major League Baseball action.
Donnie, just like Sunday, absolutely, the gambling gods will be on your side.
Well, there you go. That's all we wanted from the gambling gods here, for a legitimate chance to cash in some tickets tonight, which I know we will. If you guys have any wagers out there, even though we're off there, hit me up. Hashtag SG Moneyline. Keep it up there on Twitter. I'll be looking forward to some of these plays coming in. But we will be in action tonight multiple ways on RBIs. Team totals back in the fold. As I said yesterday on Sunday, 3-1 overall on team totals, and had a lot of fun of taking a few different guys to get more than one RBI, which checked out in our favorite yesterday. 9-1 price, 7-1 price, and a 450 price all came in yesterday. And also, if you guys missed out, Super Bowl win bonus on the FanDuel Sportsbook. For me, it was a maximum of a $100 wager. Took the Ravens at 18-1. So the payout on that, if they win the Super Bowl, 19-1. But also, every win they rack in up to 10, you get a $10 bonus bet back on that action. So we're in, we're involved, waiting for the NFL season. But tonight, it's Major League Baseball. For JP behind the wheels of steel, I'm Donnie Wrightside. Best thing about this, I'll see you guys tomorrow right here on Moneyline. See you.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.